That's where he met his wife.
Right. When she
called the other day, I asked him later if she, they tell me she's beautiful. I've not seen her.
I love to talk to her. She's very attractive. And
she pronounces her words.
She's so neat in the way she says things. I like to hear British people talking. One night when I lived here, we were over at Dwight's house. His wife was very upset because the kitten had gotten up in the tree outside and wouldn't come down. And Dwight didn't really care about the cat anyway, you know. And she said, "Oh, the cat's in the tree, the cat's in the tree." And he said, "Well, leave it there. It'll get right and fall out eventually," or something like that. And he wasn't concerned. So somebody who was at the party said, "Well, I'll go get the cat for him." And it was dark out. She said, "Well, just a minute, and I'll run and get the torch," which is what they call a flashlight in England. I expected to see her come back out with a big flaming thing, and what was it her little girl said that just broke me up one time? Oh, they had a bunch of kittens, again, around the house one time, and I was over there. And the little girl was about 4, and she had this funny mixture of Alabama and British English. She, all of her little friends in the neighborhood, they used to live in this, I don't remember the name of the section, it's this section over behind the hospital where all of these homes are just alike. It used to be a
hospital. Well,
it's behind
Drew City Hospital.
But kind of this side, it was, I'll tell you what it was, it used to be the officers' quarters for Northington when Northington was a military hospital. It's Meredith owns it. All the Meredith Realty people, I think, own all of it.
Now, when I'm not thinking about it, I can tell you what the housing development was called.
Well, anyway, that's where they lived, and all of these little children were around there, and the little girl was telling them to be careful about the kids, and she said, "Y'all be careful, you'll tread on them."
Y'all
and tread, that's just
good. That's true.
Okay, let's see, let me get through here. We were talking about wasps. What about hornets?
Hornets, yes. They're terrible.
Okay. Is their sting worse than a wasp sting?
Yes, because the pain lasts so much longer, the swelling. Okay. There's more swelling there. Yellow jacket sting.
Okay. Is a yellow jacket then a wasp or a hornet?
Hornet.
Okay. Where do they make their nest?
In the grass. In the ground, I think. Okay. Yes.
What about if you go out walking in the grass or something, or and you get little bites all over you and they itch, you must say, "What's been at work on you?"
Chew.
Okay. What about a big green animal, a green insect that has great big back legs that hops?
Grasshopper.
Okay. What are the little fish that sometimes people use for bait?
Minnow.
Okay. What is it that a spider weaves?
Web.
What kind of web?
Spider web.
Okay, would you say, you don't say cobweb?
Well, I always say spider web, okay. But I've heard the term cobweb.
If you ran into one of them outside, it would still be a spider web.
To me, it would be. Okay.
Some people call them one thing if they're outside, another thing if they're inside. I know. A tree sends what down in the ground to get its nourishment through?
Roots.
Okay. What kind of tree, sometimes people call it a buttonwood or a buttonball? Not familiar. Okay, you ever hear the term sycamore?
Sycamore tree, yes.
Okay. What are some of the common trees around here?
Silver maple leaf, pecan, pin oak, water oak, pine.
Pine.
I need to leave that pine tree.
Here's the one I talked about. This is the dumbest question in the whole thing. What kind of tree do you get cherries from?
A cherry tree.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term, what is it that you get out in the woods, that you touch it and get it on you, it makes you break out?
Poison oak or poison ivy.
Okay. Are they the same thing?
No.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that